What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is Monday, September the 9th, 2019. It's still hot as hell in September here in Atlanta. It is humid as hell here, and I am back, and I have something I want to talk about that's been on my chest. I want to get it off. So let's start the show. Hello to my fellow listeners. I know it's been a while. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today, I want to talk about my brother out here. He starred in New York Undercover, Empire, and he did, I think, Why Did I Get Married? A couple of Tyler Perry movies and different things like that. And he was definitely back in the 90s. Being one of those type of guys as a sex symbol, you know what I'm saying? One of those guys that were like, you know, he was one of them brothers. You was like, damn, he fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he wasn't my cup of tea, but you know, he was a lot of women's cup of tea back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And so I came across this article on Facebook, I think it probably was Facebook. And it was talking about him being trans attracted, Malik Yobo. And I mean, look, whatever you want to do with your life, that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't judge nobody. I'm not transphobic. I'm not homosexual. I got people in my family that's gay. I know people that's gay. I went to school with people who's gay. I mean, I work around people that is gay. So I don't have a problem with it. But what I do have a problem with, it's pushing an agenda on this new generation. That's what I have a problem with, pushing an agenda on our generation, and taking it to a level of saying something that is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like Lil Nas X, he came out saying that he was bisexual. You know, a few years back, Frank Ocean came out as gay. And a lot of times these brothers that, you know, that come out in this industry, I guess they wait till they get money or whatever, and they feel welcomed and feel like they have to come out and come out as gay. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your truth, live in it. You know what I'm saying? But to push an agenda on our young youth, because I'm going to tell you something. This agenda is being pushed on black young men. I mean, I'm not just going to say black young men, because, you know, I'm speaking from my culture. I'm not speaking on other people's culture. You know what I'm saying? But it's pushing this transgender and trans, you know, agenda is being pushed on our youth. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with you living in your truth. So please do not take this as I am downing homosexuals. I'm none of that. I'm not doing none of that. Okay. So my issue with this is that we grew up, a lot of people grew up in a Christian home. Okay. Especially black people. We were taught that homosexuality is bad. In the Bible, they speak about homosexuality is bad. And, you know, in the black community, if a man is homosexual, he will wait until his adulthood to live in his truth, okay? He's not going to walk around in the hood and be like, hey, what's up, bitch, and all this kind of stuff, because, you know, he will, 9 times out of 10, get his ass, will be picked on, bullied, and everything. And so, what I don't get is, you know, I want to tread my waters really, really, really well. Because a lot of things, when you talk about homosexuality, is very, you can't say a lot of things. Like, it does make a lot of sense when it comes to homosexual. Like, it's almost like how Jews are. Like, if you talk about Jew, they'll be like, you're anti-Semitic and all this kind of stuff. When you say something about somebody, you're a homophobe. You're, you know, like, for instance, I'm trying to get this so I won't come across as being mean or anything. But I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. Because I feel like if I can't speak of my truth, then I won't be authentic and be real about how I feel. I feel like I see a lot of things on the internet, as we all do. I see that people, you know, this is the era where you film people and they're wrong, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I don't understand. Like, for instance, if you go into a cake shop or a venue and a person denies taking your money because either you're interracial couple or you're homosexual or whatever, don't get mad at that person because they're living in their truth, because they feel what you're doing is wrong. What am I saying? What they do? Am I saying that what they're denying you service is right? No, I'm not saying that. But don't get upset. Go somewhere else. Don't try to make somebody's. I wouldn't want nobody. If somebody didn't want me in their establishment or want to make my cake or cater my food, I wouldn't want that person catering my food at all, because I don't know what the fuck they gonna do to it. I don't know how evil they can be. So I would rather the person be straight up with me and I'll take my business elsewhere. I wouldn't get upset. I wouldn't waste my time in courts and suing and this and this and that. I wouldn't do none of that, because it's not even worth the time and effort and energy to give that situation. You get what I'm trying to say? So what I'm saying is, it seems like that we are being brought up in an era where it's okay that in our culture, that the black man, especially these stars, these celebrities, are pushing an agenda that it's okay for our young men to be attracted to men. Now, don't get me wrong. I listened to his audio. I listened to what he was saying. I understand where he was coming from as far as whatever. That's fine. But to me, like, it was a young man in New York City. He was dating a trans woman. He was bullied. He committed suicide. Now, they pushed the narrative, black man committed suicide due to bullying. And I feel like, listen to me and hear me out. I feel like when people are not living in their truth and they are ashamed, they are committing suicide because they're not happy with themselves. That's my evaluation. That's just me. I was bullied in high school. Did I not? Think about, like, oh, I hate coming to school. Yes. Did I, like, you know, want to beat their ass and think about evil shit? Yes, I did when I was in school. But never one time did I think about killing myself because somebody bullied me. Now, we're living in an era where they push these things on our youth, like bullying leads to suicide. You have to really be careful, because you can be programmed and not even know that you're being programmed. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like these celebrities that's coming out, making it seem like it's okay to be gay, it's okay to date trans women. Like, I have an audio. I just want you guys to listen to it. I'm not going to speak. I'm going to speak on it after the audio. So this is a clip from V103 here in Atlanta with Malik Yobu speaking on his truth.
And you're also learning what it means to be trans attracted. What will you say to folks who would now question your identity or even label you as just being gay?
Well, I don't live for other people's labels. You know, people say what they want all day long. Human beings need to place things in spaces where they feel comfortable. But I think that one of the issues, I think, with men in particular, short answer is I'm not gay. I'm not attracted to men. That's first and foremost. And for the record, trans women do not date gay men 99% of the time. Sometimes you will meet a trans man that will date women. That means a female that transitioned to man will date women, right? My attraction to the trans community means that I'm attracted to people who have had the opportunity to live not just with both gender aesthetic, but from a perspective. So when you talk to a trans man, a black trans man, he is also bringing his feminine and female experience to the equation. So when we talk about masculinity, like, I had this conversation with Teague Milan the other day, who considers himself queer because he grew up with the feminine aesthetic and now identifies as a man. Mm-hmm. I say I'm heterosexual. I love women. And I love women. I said, so does that mean that we need to expand the definition of what it means to be heterosexual? Or do people who find themselves not solely interested or attracted to genetic female. Because even the genes, like, that's where it gets really interesting. If people really want to do the work and get into what does it mean to be transgender or trans attracted. So the attraction is, I am interested in this part of humanity, to bring the human into humanity, to raise the vibration, to raise the level of impact, to raise the level of understanding. I want to be here to elevate the conversation. Like, you know, people want to put labels and say, you know, make you gay. We're all as individual. Our sexuality is as individual as a fingerprint. And more people are in denial than living their truth. Mm. And one of the beautiful things about transgender people is they have the courage to say, I am, and you are going to respect me, even if you kill me. Mm. And so it's my transgender friend that gave me the courage to say, you know what, dude? These people who I thought I was just an ally, I'm like, yo, you really living your truth. Like, you all the way out there. You're beautiful. I find you beautiful. I've been attracted to trans women. Y'all laugh too, and for certain.
So listening to that, what do you get from it? I think I get from that he's saying in all words that he likes transsexual women. Just the trans women or whatever, that's what I'm getting from it. I'm not getting nothing else. I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you people. That's what he's talking in circles instead of just being straight out. Because if you are not I'm attracted to women, and okay, of course, you're attracted to an illusion. Because like I said, if a trans woman cannot have children, menstrual cycle, and still has a prostate and can't lactate from their breast, then I feel like, I mean, that's just me. You're still a man to me. And just like a trans man, if you can't plant a seed in a woman and bring life into this world, you're still a man. You're still a woman, excuse me. You're still a woman. So that's just how I look at life. I'm not dissing. You can look like you can have the mirage and the illusion that's on the outer, but in the inner, you're still DNA scientifically a man. You're still scientifically DNA as a woman. So I'm not putting down, you can feel the way you feel or whatever the case may be, but I feel like he's gay. And that's just how I feel. I feel that he's gay. And it's like everybody keeps trying to come up with new terminology, trans attracted and all this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Stop coming up with shit because it's trying to suit you. It's just like a pastor in a church using the Bible for his own good to get money from you and use it for evil. It's wrong. The Bible, people use things for their own good to make them feel good in their own self, in their own truth. So I just feel to me that he is gay and he just don't want to say it and keep coming up with all this stuff. Like, they keep adding stuff to the LGBTQRS. They keep coming up with things that don't even, they keep adding things to the homosexual community to identify their self and their truth. And I keep saying in your truth, because I like men. I don't like a woman that look like a man. I like a man with a penis that got a pelvis, got balls, that can impregnate me. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for real, I just feel like, stop coming up with stuff. If you gay, you gay. Stop saying you're bisexual and you with men 98% of the time. You're not with a woman. You in a relationship with a man 90-something% of the time. Because Ricky Martin came out, at first he was bisexual, now he's gay. That's what I'm saying. Like, they do these tiptoe because they want to tread waters with their audience, with their fans, and they don't want to offend nobody. If that's what you are, that's what you are. Stop playing games. If you like dick, you like dick. If you like pussy, you like pussy. Okay? That's just how I feel about the whole situation. Stop coming up with these new terminology, these new definitions to just to make yourself what you know. I'm trans attractive. Well, this is a new one. I ain't never heard this before, trans attractive. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I may be wrong. You know what I'm saying? This is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So please don't take my rant as being disrespectful to the homosexual community, to the gay community, because like I said, I got people in my family that's gay. I work with people that's gay and everything. And these people live in their truth. They let you know. You know what I'm saying? But these celebrities, they getting out of hand. They pushing an agenda that I do not like. You know what I'm saying? So this is Coco Red signing off. Peace, love, and, you know, everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'll speak to you next time, whenever that may be. Keep up the good work out there. Thank you, Anchor, for making this platform for me and others.